Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Airline companies saw a record 2.5 million passengers in one day on Friday, May 24th. Simply put, the three-day holiday weekend beckoned travelers to take to the air and go somewhere else. In an egg-in-the-face moment for this analyst, who wrote airline passengers were dwindling based on previous reports some 9 months ago on Yahoo Finance. Apparently, the reduction in tickets sold last year has, at least on May 24th, morphed back into a record day. So much for being right all the time. This turnaround in airline passengers, in contrast to what looked to me a drop in ticket sales, according to the Yahoo Finance article, attests to the lack of predictability of markets and how difficult it is sometimes to know just what is occurring when it comes to the behavior of consumers. Meanwhile, home sales fell for the second month in a row, and home builder stocks dropped in response. High interest rates, coupled with higher home prices, put the kibosh on would-be home buyers, with the Federal Reserve possibly backing off their assumed reduction of interest rates in the near future. Because of stubborn inflation data, investors continued to punish the home builder sector. Whereas some analysts were predicting the Fed would begin a gradual reduction in the interest rates they control, a persistent rise in the prices of certain sectors now puts in question those prognostications. Tariffs are back in the news again. Tariffs are fees by the government put on foreign goods or services to make U.S. goods more competitive. Readers might recall my articles way back when President Trump initiated tariffs on some Chinese goods, berating the Don for such actions being a contributor to higher inflation back then. The current administration is making the same mistake. My opinion, of course, but I explained why tariffs are inflationary fuel for consumer prices, and you can contact me for the articles on tariffs written way back in 18 and 2019. The tariffs are to address what the Biden administration calls unfair and non-market practices by the Chinese specifically. My take on tariffs continue to be governments can protect U.S. companies against such practices by, instead of applying tariffs to foreign goods coming into the U.S., offer a tax credit to U.S. companies making the same goods. The difference is tariff fees go straight into government coffers, which does nothing for the consumer buying those goods, and tariffs also make all goods more expensive. Tax credits, meanwhile, allow for U.S. companies to sell things for less, allowing prices to drop, which saves the consumers money. On the energy front, the all-electric vehicle is taking a backseat to the hybrid vehicle. Hybrids use a combination of gas and electricity by utilizing a traditional gas engine coupled with a self-charging battery system to extend overall miles per gallon. The difference is hybrids can use traditional gas stations to fill up. EVs need an electric charging station, which are far and fewer between than gas stations and take much longer to fully charge the car versus a quick fill-up of a tank of gas. Hertz Rent-A-Car was the first to start bailing out of the EV market, selling a large part of its electric vehicle fleet, while Mercedes announced it will halt production on EVs and instead promote the better-selling hybrids and traditional gas engine vehicles. And finally, earnings season for Wall Street stocks is coming to a close. Once again, chipmaker Nvidia blasted skyward on its earnings, topping a $1,000 stock price and reaching a market value of over $2.5 trillion. Being the leader in the hottest sector going forward, its artificial intelligence product line is light years ahead of its competitors. And that's it for today's update. Wishing you all a profitable and healthy week. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and this newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any security, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors, 1979, and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name is Mark Cuniberti.